The following program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. The views depicted in this material are for informational purposes only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial. They should not be considered specific advice or recommendations for any individual. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in the commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision.
Welcome to the show.
In 3, 2,
Wow. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Your Financial Future. My name is Doug Chapman. My partner's Mike Bonaccorso. What's happening over there, Michael?
Not much, Doug. Yourself? How's everything?
Everything's great, man. It's just hard to believe that, you know, December's almost in the books here, and we've got Christmas and Hanukkah coming up this week, and it's just where we are. It just feels like the year has flown by, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. The ultimate holiday week, right? I mean,
it is.
It's all going down this week. And with that, we also head into the year end.
Yeah, and the ideal day for Christmas to fall for kids that are still in school.
Yeah, I noticed that.
It is the largest. You can get the longest break right now. So Wednesdays are always a... Wednesday Christmas is always a highlight.
So
we're going to be rocking and rolling into 2025, and 2024 is going to go down as a heck of a year, even though the market's been getting beaten up here a little bit in the last week and a half or so. I think we went on a 10-day losing streak for the Dow, if I'm not mistaken, and got beat up a little bit, but we're still going to end up with really solid numbers for the year.
Yeah, absolutely, Doug. The numbers are going to come in solid, and not many trading days left for that matter, right? When you sprinkle the holidays in and all that, so on weekends. But it was a great year, and it comes off the heels, as we've been saying all year. 2023 was a very good year, and 2024 kind of I think even surpassed it.
Oh yeah,
Definitely
did.
So there you go.
Let's not get over our skis too far. We still got another week, I suppose, ahead of us here. But
fingers crossed, another week.
But something, Mike, is that as we wrap up the year and as we, we tie it down and we start to look back, and we had a very dynamic year at Wealth Management Group, and we, made a great change of broker dealers, which just, immensely beneficial for ourselves and our clients, in my opinion. And once we got through that, and to all the clients who are regular listeners to the show, I want to say thank you, for helping us along in our journey here this year to, what I consider to significantly upgrade the firm and just to put us in a better spot to help people going forward.
Yeah, it's incredible. Doug, that's the one thing, so many, we look at it's the year end and how's the market's going to close for the year and everything's numeric. But when you just think, for us, you and I, it's another year in the books, working with our clients who now have become longer-term clients, right, as every year goes by. And you just look back at the people and the relationships and how long we've been together, and you just shake your head because you think 1 year goes quick. What about 20-something years? You know what I'm saying? It's like that really goes quick.
Yeah, it really is. And, it's really a lot of fun. When we work with our clients for an extended period of time and we watch goals and dreams and desires come to fruition and we watch them pay their college tuitions that we help them, set up programs to save money for, and then we see them retire and start to get income streams off. And then, the sad part is when they pass away and, we get to see that end of our work pay off as well when we distribute assets then to the next generation or to wherever the people want it to go. It's very rewarding when all that stuff takes place.
Yeah, and you know what, Doug? I had the chance recently to even just with a client that's been with us for over 20 years. And I remember back and being asked, how am I? Do I have enough money? Like, what do you think? How do I compare? That type of stuff. And now, fast forward 20 years, well, they're there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's they're into their 70s and enjoying life and doing all that. It's just incredible when you look back and like, where did 20 years go?
100%. And you know what else? There's another segment of the client base, Mike, is the people that we started working with, you know, 20, 25 years ago, some even longer ago than that, that now they're in their 90s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, we've got a lot of clients that are in their 90s now, and a lot of people live in very vibrant lifestyles in their 90s, too. It's really awesome to see.
Yeah. And you know what, Doug? Doing what we do for a living and being, you know, dealing with clients and stuff and seeing people into their 90s, it's given me a look outside of life besides the financial world of, I expect people to make it into their 90s.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I know that's not a given. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And I know there's a lot of hardship and stories. Trust me, I get it. But I feel like 90s realistic for us, you know, like, because I see people doing it. I see people living nice lives and I'm like, why not? You know, it's crazy.
It really, really is. But it's real.
Yeah.
And it's happening out there. And it's so, you know, it's so much fun to see. And it's so great to be a part of it all. It really is. And listen, 2025 is going to be a great year for us as well. I just know it. And we're irrespective of what the market ends up doing during the year. It's not a projection or a prognostication with the market. I just mean, in general, for people, you know, I think that people are coming around. You know, I tell quick stories that my wife and I were having a discussion the other night about, you know, how kind of like the holiday spirit has kind of like waned away from people. And I don't know if you notice it or not. You don't get as many Christmas cards as you used to get anymore.
Yeah.
And you know, stuff like that. And we were having a conversation, and I said to her, it's really sad, you know, and, you know, but we still do it. I mean, we send out our cards and, you know, we send out like about 140, you know, Christmas cards each year. But so we were talking about how that is now. And this morning, Mike, I didn't even tell you this story yet. I went to the 7-Eleven that I stop at most days on the way in to get a cup of coffee. And when I went up to the counter, they handed me a bottle of wine and said, thank you very much for being one of our, you know, good customers.
Wow.
It was great.
That's like unheard of.
Unheard of, right?
Yeah.
In a bag, you know, and I'm sure for their regular customers.
And where was this?
7-Eleven in South Plainfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And I haven't even looked to see what kind of wine it was. I was just so blown away by the gesture.
Yeah.
That it was like, man, that's old school right there.
Right. And, you know, coffee places always have, I mean, if you sat there and videotaped it every day, it's the same crew that comes through at the same time every day, right?
You bet.
Doing their, that's where I stop. And good for them. That's good business. Good for them. Hey, getting back to your Christmas cards of waning, it's a generational thing.
Oh, yeah.
I told my wife that the other night.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you got to realize something, like our parents' generation, it was all about that, Christmas cards. Our generation, it slipped. It started to slip. People weren't, starting to give in. And the generation underneath us, I'll see you on Instagram. I don't need to send you a Christmas card.
Yeah.
You
that's
get
a bummer, man.
That's a digital thing. You know what I'm saying? And
it
I'm
is.
Not a tech guy or anything like that. But that's just a generational thing.
Yeah, but to me, it's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I mean, there's something special about getting that, you know, your card in the mail and opening it up. What? What are you laughing about?
No, it's good.
It's something that I look forward to in the season, you know?
All good.
Yeah, and especially I look forward to getting the cards with pictures on them of kids and watching their families grow and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, if you say them over the years, sure.
Yeah, you know, no doubt about it. So we got a little sidetracked on that one there, huh?
Yeah, sure did.
Yeah. So, you know, in any event, Mike, we're winding down the year here, and the markets have had a strong year. The economy's had a pretty good year. Interest rates, we've seen some interest rate volatility, right? And, you know, the Federal Reserve came out and they said they don't know how many more rate cuts going forward.
Yeah. And because, you know, and the reason why is there's still some inflationary numbers out there. The economy is very strong as we speak. There's a new administration coming in. Some of their policies may affect it. And they're kind of saying, okay, you know, we're going to have to take a wait and see approach, which is fine. That's how it should be, right? Nothing should be a given. Why does it have to be a given?
Right.
It should be, hey, we're going to look at the data, look at the numbers, how's the economy moving, what's the new administration, and make decisions from there. Well, I don't find anything wrong with that. I think that's perfectly fine.
It's the right way to do it.
Yeah. And the other thing too, Doug, is I don't know if you feel this way, but I kind of feel it. I feel great momentum going into 2025. I just feel like, you know, from a financial aspect, I think the markets have been good for 2 years in a row. So there's nothing out there that was like, you're talking about a financial doom over the last 2 years. The economy's doing well. You're not hearing like, oh, unemployment's spiking. And, you know, or as you and I like to say, our little private audit sample of people saying to us, oh, so-and-so just lost a job. If you know anybody, you know, we're not hearing that talk. So to me, I feel like there's, you know, some good momentum going into 2025. So I'm very excited about it. And, but then again, you never know what's out there, right? I mean, we've seen that happen. The year of the pandemic, nobody, you know, sitting here a week before Christmas, nobody saw the pandemic coming in March, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. I am a little concerned about the market at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, we've had such a good run that I think that the market, I'm not going to be in the least bit surprised that if we see a pullback to kick off the year. And that's where I know for the last several weeks we've been, you know, harping on people to come in for appointments. You're going to get your statements here at the end of the year, folks. And for most of you out there, I'm willing to believe it's the most money you've ever had in your lifetime. Right?
Possibly, yeah.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know, there's a good probability of it. It's not a guarantee, but there's a very high probability that your account is at the highest level that it's ever been at. And my question to you is, what are you going to do about it? Like, are you going to address it, yeah, or are you just going to keep saying, nah, I hope it continues?
Yeah, that's a great point. And the other thing I want to backtrack on you, Doug, the reason why you're saying you could possibly see some selling in the beginning of the year or even a correction, I believe one of the reasons is that people are sitting on gains and people have done well. And I believe that there's folks out there saying, well, I'm not going to sell it now because I got to pay tax on it in 24. But if I sell sometime in early 2025, I don't pay it till April of 26. So that'll be interesting to see what happens off the heels of a very impressive market 2 years. And then I'm sorry, what was your other?
Well, just that I'm really concerned about, yeah, you know, people just getting complacent and lazy. I mean, listen to me. I'm telling you something right now. You may have more money than you've ever had in your lifetime right now. Make sure you're paying attention to it.
You know what the issue there is, Doug, is, and folks don't get this. When things are good, they never come to us and say, what should I do?
Right.
When things are bad, we'll get a call. I need to get out. I need to make this change. I need to do that. And at that point, so many times, Doug, how many times through our career we've gotten calls from people, they already went through a 10% correction or whatever the case may be, and it's quite the opposite. Like, oh, should I take it all out and go stick it in the bank?
Yeah.
And I've always said to people, you don't get it, is when things are good is when you should be making decisions and reallocating and rebalancing and doing the prudent steps.
Yeah, understanding what the potential risk that you have because, you know, Mike, I'm willing to believe, now this is just speculation on my behalf, but I'm willing to believe there's more people listening to this show right now that have over $1 million in their retirement accounts than ever before.
Yep.
All right? Now, I would just want to remind you is that if you don't have a real strategy and a real plan and you're overexposed to certain risky areas of the market, that could retreat very quickly in a bad market. Now, we're not saying that you're still not going to, you know, have assets and be asset allocated. You know, none of that ever guarantees you profitability, but it's a methodology to go, you know, to go and look at it with. And risk reduction is something that you may very well need to put in place right now because the equity markets have done so well for the last 2 years that you may have a lot more risk inside of your money than you realize.
Yeah. Taking risk off the table is always, you know, never a bad idea, right?
Right.
You and I have talked about another saying you and I have always had, we feel people's net worth or how much they have, however you want to break it down, is what you don't lose. You know, in bad times,
right,
it's going to tell more of the kind of be the tail of the tape at the end of the day. That feeds into that idea,
mm-hmm,
right? So these are the things, though, and you're right, though, Doug. I mean, you're right. I wouldn't get complacent. You know what I'm saying? And I'm the guy that just said, hey, I feel good. I feel a lot of momentum right. going 25. I didn't say there couldn't be a down market or correction
right.
or anything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I would just not get complacent and know, what do I own? What's my risk tolerance? Just apply the prudent steps to your financial affairs. That's an everyday.
Yeah, it is. And you know, Mike, it's in for the listeners out there right now, is that we're going to urge you again to call, and let's get you in at the very beginning of January here and take a look at where we are and say, okay, you know, this is where you're at right now. And by the way, and we can stress test their portfolios. We can tell them, listen, if the market goes down 20%, you know, this may be what you're looking at as a loss. Are you comfortable with that?
Yeah. And I'm going to interrupt you, because the people that I'm really concerned about that we're speaking to are the ones that have retirement planned or on the horizon. You know, I'm going out at the end of 2025, or I'm going out June of 25, or I'm thinking about I'm going in 26, you know, in that 2-year window. If you're there asset wise of what you need to generate income and do all the good things to have to maintain your lifestyle during retirement, you better take a look at it, because you don't want those wheels going flat on you in the final year or two of planned retirement.
No, 100% well said. And that's my fear, right? Listen, if you're 50 years old and you're going out to 65, I still don't want you to be complacent, but you can absorb a little bit more risk than if you're not. Like if your retirement's on the horizon. And one of the other things, Mike, is what this good market has probably done for a lot of people over the last 2 years is gotten them ahead of the game when it comes to retirement, you know, planning and retirement savings. The only way to know that is to, you know, let us do an analysis for you and take a look and say, this is where you're at. And don't get scared by the word analysis either. You know, we boil it down and make it very simple to understand. Here's a piece of paper. This is where we're at. This is what we think we should do.
Yeah, agreed.
Anything else you want to add here?
No, I think we kind of went all over the map, but we got our point home.
Yeah, we did. All right, we're going to hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you're like many people, you know that you should really be working with a financial professional to help take care of your money. But if you are like many people, you simply don't know who to turn to or what to even discuss when it comes to your money. This is why you should call Wealth Management Group. You see, the two guys you're listening to on this radio show right now aren't just radio show hosts. They actually work with people like us to help with our money. These guys have been helping people for over 30 years with various financial topics, depending on what is important to each client. So this is what we need to ask ourselves. Are we doing what we need to do with our money? Do we know if what we have is right for us? Are we doing the best things for our family? Wouldn't it be a good idea to sit down with Wealth Management Group and talk with one of the guys? Pick up the phone and give a call to 855-262-3722 to schedule a time to meet. Wealth Management Group has offices in Clark, Toms River, and Florham Park. They make house calls too. Give a call right now. You'll be glad you did. 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here with us as we wrap up into you know, what's coming up to the end of 2025. And Mike, what I want to talk about a little bit here is investing your money like an institution, right? And taking that approach, because really, you know, folks, I know that a lot of you are sitting on account values that you've never, some of you probably never dreamt you would have. And they're values that are the highest level that they've ever been at. And they really do deserve to have careful attention paid to them and proper management.
Yeah, no, it just feeds into everything that we're saying. And investing like an institution, to me, is also known as being prudent, right? It's all in on one type of product or fund or stock or whatever the case may be. It's doing asset allocation, rebalancing, doing the right things. Starting first and foremost, right? What's your risk tolerance, right? Time horizon, cash flow needs. These are all things that have to be answered when putting together the cake, if you will, of how should my money be invested.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, the thing about investing And the thing about paying attention to your money is, in my opinion, the most successful people are the ones who are unemotional about it. Now, it's very, very difficult to be unemotional about your money. That's why you need to have a methodology in place similar to how the institutions do it. It's just the way it is. It's just, this is how we're going to operate. Or it's really important to have you or I with it, because we are not emotional about it at all. We're very pragmatic and practical about the approach. And when we say managing your money like an institution, that means having a strategy in place, maybe even an investment policy statement in place, that has your money, you know, functioning. Now, when you think about it, if some of the top charities, the pension funds, the endowments, you know, so on and so forth, if they have these strategies in place and they are following these methodologies for managing money, doesn't it just make sense that the average person out there should attempt to the best way possible to have similar strategies implemented for them?
Yeah, it's basically called, without making this too complicated and overwhelming, it's guidelines. It's having guidelines to what, you know, like, it's like deciding, okay, I have this. What am I looking to accomplish? Answering all these questions we just talked about and kind of creating a guideline, right? You're not going to put it, you know, again, it's not all, to use the roulette, you know, it's not all in on 20 red. You know, you just don't do that. You know, that's not prudent. It's not, you know, it's not the type of investing or guideline. So you need to get a policy, like Doug's saying, investment. But I don't want to, Doug, like, overwhelm everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, invest. I feel bad saying investment policy or and even guidelines. I mean, how can you and I break this down to make it more simple for everybody?
Well, really, it's just having a, you know, a recipe in place to, you know, to manage your money.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I was talking to somebody the other day on the phone, one of the girls at the service center in the, at the broker dealer. And while she was helping me, she said to me, "Oh, are you ready for the holidays?" And I said, "Yeah, pretty much so." I said, "How about yourself?" She said, "Yeah, but I'm doing something a little different this year. Rather than give people, you know, meaningless kind of gifts, I'm baking a lot,
yeah,
you know, giving people a part of, you know, of me." And, and I was like, "Oh, that's pretty cool." I go, "What are you making?" So she goes, "Well, we have this Polish bread recipe that's been in the family for 9 generations.
Nice.
And I go, "Same recipe, 9 generations? She goes, "Yeah." And then she goes to me, "Why mess with it?" And I said, "Good point." Well, the same thing kind of holds true when it comes to, you know, Mike, managing money and asset allocation. If we've got a recipe out there that has a pretty good track record on it, well, let's give the people the recipe. You know, come on in. We'll give you our recipe book.
You know, great. Great analogy by you, using baking, 'tis the season, the whole deal. And you know what? It's funny that you mention it. And the analogy I can give now is, I saw my wife baking the other night in the bowl and, you know, the flour, the sugar. And then there's a little teaspoon of, like, baking powder or baking, whatever, they, you know,
baking powder or soda.
One of the two.
Right.
You know, and when you look at it, you see this whole bowl of sugar and flour and way more than that, little pinch of,
right,
like, how does that affect this whole big mix? And isn't investing really kind of like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, that's the detail and the attention that should be paid to, right? That's a baking asset allocation, if you will.
Yeah, listen, right? No doubt about it, right? Listen, sometimes you need that you know, teaspoon of vanilla extract to go into the portfolio.
There you go.
You know, and you know, it's just really what it comes down to. And then, well, you know, when it comes to investing, everybody knows and everybody understands there's no guarantees, right?
Nope.
There's no guarantees. But there's no guarantee you're going to make it down the steps without tripping today either, right? There's just no guarantees.
Yeah.
It's just taking prudent approaches to things. And, you know, there's some time-tested strategies and techniques out there that we can keep an eye on. And we can say, hey, you know, in different circumstances, this is what's done well. And a lot of things are beneficial, Mike, from the wisdom that you and I have, from lack of a better word, for being in the business as long as we've been in the business. I mean, I've been in this business since Operation Desert Storm.
Yeah.
Okay. So just, you know, think about that for, you know, for a moment. That's how long ago. Many people might not even know what I'm talking about, right? They don't even remember it.
Right. Nah, it's, there you go. I couldn't tell you what year and, you know, and.
1991.
Yeah. Okay. But you know, I forget that. But yeah, I certainly remember it, but I forget the year. But yeah, no, I get it, Doug. And it is time tested strategies and it is things. And you know, and that's the thing, right? Great point. So new client comes in, sits down with us, you know, we're recommending strategies. There's a highly, highly likely probability that's not the first time that strategy has ever been used.
Right.
And I'm just saying that because I don't want to say it's, you know,
yeah,
that wouldn't be fair, right? But, you know, but it's been done before. We've seen the situation. And the interesting thing from where you and I sit, it is true that everybody's so different, but in many ways, everybody's still like very, very similar.
Sure.
Don't you understand what I'm saying there? I know it's like a little bit oxymoron there. Like, what? What did he just say? But you get what I'm saying.
Well, the reality of the situation is, Mike, is everybody wants to retire. But what retirement means is different to everybody else. Right. So, to your point.
Yeah. And mine is beware of you just can't listen to your neighbor because they may have a lot less or a lot more money than you type of thing.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I mean, things are the same, but you got to be careful.
Yeah, you absolutely have to be careful on it. And, you know, when it comes to managing the money and asset allocation and investment strategies, is that one of the things that's pretty cool and that people fail to realize is that, like, if we put together an asset allocation, a portfolio structure, for example, right, and we implement the portfolio structure for somebody who has $100,000 or for somebody who has, you know, $1 million, they're both going to get the same rate of return.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, because that's what the recipe is going to do. And what the recipe does is what the recipe does. If they both start on the same day at the same time, and 12 months from then,
right,
they will have identical returns.
Yeah. That's a great point. And that's a topic to itself, right? I mean, how do you look at your gains? Is it percentage? Is it hard dollars? And I know one's a byproduct of the other, you know what I'm saying? But that's a discussion for another day of how people should be evaluating their stuff.
Right. But you know what I want the person out there who maybe has $300,000 and thinks that they don't have a lot of money to understand, mm-hmm, is that we can bring that same asset allocated type approach to your situation that we would use with somebody who has a lot more money.
Absolutely.
You know, and again, I'll repeat it. I know I'm being redundant. It's not guaranteed, but wow, it's a methodology. It's better than just hoping for the best,
yeah,
and just saying that, you know, oh, you know, I'm just going to leave it alone. It's done so well for the last 2 years. I'm not going to pay attention to it. And you wouldn't tolerate that from your, you know, if you were in charge of running a charity, right, and there was money there, you wouldn't tolerate, at least I hope you wouldn't tolerate, the investment officer saying, yeah, I really don't know what's going on out there, but we did well last year, so we're just going to let it fly this year.
Right.
You wouldn't tolerate that. You wouldn't accept it. So don't accept it in your own personal situation. You know, turn to people, just turn to Mike and I, and let us sit down and go over it with you and see where the opportunities and the options are.
Yeah, and you know what the problem is, Doug, is you got the right approach, and from where we sit, we'll see people all the time try to disqualify themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And say, Mike, you know, I only have $500,000. I know I'm not a big client, or, you know, like these words, you know,
right,
what I'm saying? And the truth is that, you know, investment strategies and the philosophies and what we're trying to accomplish is, to, you know, for you at 500 or for the next guy at 3 million, right? It's that's what it's all about. And, you know, we try to say to people, you can't disqualify yourself. You can't look at it that way. That's
right,
not correct.
Right. And we're willing to work with you,
yeah,
you know, in those areas and do that. And what we try to do is we try to bring, you know, the high level Wall Street approach, if you will, down to Main Street America so that, you know, with an understandable fashion and an understandable way to go about it so that, you know, maybe you now have a real strategy in place, or maybe you have a real plan in place.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, what people need to realize, Mike, is that there's a difference between having a retirement plan and having a plan for retirement. There's a very, very big,
oh, yeah,
difference, right?
Yeah.
A retirement plan is a place at work that you put your money into. A plan for retirement is, what are we going to do with that kind of stuff? What's the tool?
Yeah.
Where are we going at with all this? And that's what's really important. And, you know, it comes to all areas of your finance, when we're managing it and taking a look at it. So, you know, don't just sit there and say, you know, I'm just going to let it rip again, because, okay, maybe you got away with that over the last 2 years. But I'm going to tell you this much. You're either 2 more years further into retirement, 2 more years closer to retirement than you were. So, you know, time's going by.
Sure.
Make sure that we're doing the right things.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything you want to add here?
No, I think that was good.
All right. Let's hop to a break. We'll be right back, folks.
If you are listening to this show, it probably means you are ready to take a step forward in your financial life. You are hungry for change and hungry for help. And that's why you're feeding your mind right now with all this valuable information. But to drive these changes and be really smart about what you're doing to make informed decisions, you need help from someone who has been there. Someone who can help coach you through it before you take action and get you going. That's why Doug and Mike, the hosts of this show, offer complimentary consultations without cost or obligations, no strings attached. That's right, they will walk you through their easy process that they have used to help other people for over 25 years. You can call anytime to set up a meeting with Doug or Mike by calling 855-262-3722 to request your consultation. That's 855-262-3722 to set up a meeting with the guys who have already helped other people just like you work towards their success. That's 855-262-3722. 855-262-3722. Now that you know, it's up to you.
All right, folks, welcome back to the show, and we're glad that you're investing some of your time here with us. And Mike, you know, I want to talk to the listeners out there. You know, I know people listen to our show a lot, and they like the content and the diversity of the content that we put out there. And, you know, one of the things that we do, I think, a very good job is just provide like practical information that they can apply to their situation just to make their overall financial life easier, you know, more manageable, not so overwhelming. And, you know, a lot of that comes down to what we've experienced over the years, financial organization. You know, is the person financially organized? And I think that one of the best meetings that we have with people is when they call us to come in to get organized combined with some advice.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Doug. And so many topics that we speak about on the show are from our experiences from folks that are listening right now that come in, right? We see the common theme. We see the issues. We see what they're up against, the challenges in their financial lives. And as you said, this one of organize and advise is right at the top of the list of why people call us and want to come in, because those two words, I mean, it's as simple as that. There's nothing fancy about it.
No, there's not. And you know what's interesting, Mike, is that there's been periods of time, a lot of times, actually, we'll talk about in the office when somebody would call us up and just say, hey, listen, I want to come in. I want you guys to help me get financial organized. I'm okay, you know, as far as everything's concerned. I'm just not organized. Can you help us, you know, help me or help us get organized? And of course, you know, naturally we say yes, because that's, you know, we always offer that out there. But inevitably, the meeting always turns to, you know, once we get them organized, hey, what do you think about what I have here? What is your advice on what I have? So it often does become a dual purpose meeting.
Yeah. And you know, when people say a lot of times, Doug, I need to get organized, it's more than, hey, I need to put this statement in a file. You know, what do I have? What do I own? Why do I own it? How does it fit into what I think I'm trying to accomplish? You know what I'm saying? So I think that's also part of getting organized. Sometimes people think organized is, oh, I got papers thrown all over my desk. I don't know what anything is. Well, yeah, there's a section for that, you know, but a lot of times it's, hey, I have X amount of things that I haphazardly did. I went to the bank. and they told me I should put money into this. I went to this other bank. They told me to do that. My buddy at work told me I should do this. I have an old 401k from the time, you know, my old employer that I left 10 years ago. So, and now it's okay. I know I have things. I know I have money out there in different investments, but I don't have my arms around it, and I don't have a clue to what it represents for me. And that's where the get me organized and, oh, by the way, I need some advice on these things.
Yeah, 100%. And you know something, Mike, is that that's a great point because, you know, for years on the radio show, we've offered our organizational filing system.
Right.
Right? And that's to your point. This is what we're talking about at financial organization is a little bit more than just taking your stuff and throwing it. Yes, we do have a filing system that we share with people and we're happy to give to you and you know and get you going in the right direction. But financial organization is a little bit more than just saying, all right, I took my 401k statements and I put them in the green file because it's the money file. So filing is part of organization, but that is not just, you know, the only thing that's, you know, part of the whole system.
Yeah. And I think that's the physical aspect, if you will, of getting organized. Okay. Do I have my files? Where's my will? Where's my power of attorneys, et cetera, so on. I have it in a file. I can grab it if I need it. But I think the mental part of getting organized has to do with more of, yeah, I know I have stuff, but it's, I'm not working with anybody. I have different investments from different, I purchased them at different locations or different vendors, for lack of better words. And what does it represent? Sometimes people are like, I think this is an IRA. I think this is a Roth. I'm not sure, you know, or I think I'm earning this rate of return on that money. Am I? That's part of the organization, the mental aspect. So there's a physical part of organization and there's a mental part of organization.
Great point. And that's where the organize and advise comes into play, right? Because just like you said, like I have these several different things. Are these the right things for me to have? Are they doing what I need for them to do? And that's, you know, that's part of the, that's a big part of the equation. Might even be bigger, more important than stuffing the stuff in the right file, right?
Yeah.
It's
a little more results oriented.
Well, sure,
financial and, results oriented.
Yeah, and a lot of people feel financially overwhelmed because they're not organized in the understanding of what they have and why they have it. So they'll say, "Yeah, I don't know what I have," and that causes a feeling of insecurity or, you know, lack of organization for lack of a better, you know, term to put it. And then when we can sit down with you and when we can organize everything together and say, okay, this stuff here is dedicated towards providing, I don't know, income and retirement. This stuff here is dedicated towards, I don't know, purchasing a shore home. I'm making stuff up. This stuff here is dedicated towards educating a child or a grandchild. Now we're getting ourselves, you know, organized and knowing what the purpose of each thing is. Now let's just get into that one and get each one of those different areas organized and say, all right, well, you know, let's talk about the, I don't know, you're going to buy a shore house. Well, what time frame, right? And where's that money allocated right now? Where should it be allocated? Retirement income. Well, when are you going to retire and when are we going to need that income? College planning. Well, when is the child going to school? And do we have any idea how much that's going to be? Is all part of just getting it all together, man.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you another thing, Doug, and this is a pretty bold statement and it may shock a lot of people. Do you know a lot of people that are in need of getting financially organized? And like we said, do you know they don't even know, most folks that come in, how much money they even have. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You know, so there's times that we're in these meetings and we're taking statements and we're organized and saying, okay, well, this is this, that, you know, thank you for bringing your statements in and all that. And then all of a sudden at the end of the asset collection part of our, you know, data taking or whatever you want to call, for lack of better words, I'll tally it up, do a quick tally right there with my eyes. I'm not even saying using a calculator. Say, okay, you know, you have $1.2 million, you have $1.3 million, you have $1.4 million. And they're completely not even aware of how much money.
Right.
And it almost seems hard to believe, like, what? People have these statements and they never take the time to tally it up. I'm telling you, they don't take the time to tally it up.
Yeah, and that's what is amazing in a lot of, you know, a lot of aspects. And but it's just not uncommon is what I'm trying to, you know, emphasize to people. And one of the things that we offer out to you is an easy atmosphere and an easy meeting and an easy place to turn to get it all together and then just say, okay, boom. Because at the end of the day, you want to be able to just sit down and know to yourself with a simple thought process, where am I financially in my life? Right? I mean, that's the easiest, not the easiest, that's one of the most gratifying things when you can just sit down and think to yourself, okay, yeah, I've got some money here and I've got some money. Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, I'm just going to say this because things are jumping into my mind. And
it's fine.
It's almost, Doug, as simple as saying, hey, can you keep an eye on this for me? Right? People bring stuff in. They haven't tallied it. They don't know what it is. They haven't. And one of the reasons is they're doing well. They're working. Money's coming in. There's really not a issue out there per se to say, like, I need every nickel. I need to go pay for this. And when they kind of bring us on board, what they say is, okay, help me get financially organized. Give me some advice. And oh, by the way, keep an eye on for me.
Yeah.
And it's easier to come to us for a review, or it's easier to make a phone call and say, hey, what about X, Y, and Z, than trying to do it themselves. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, I think it's as common as that, as you know.
It is, but you know what, Mike? It's intimidating for people out there. Is the reality of the situation when you think about it? Listen, I know that we use analogies on the show all the time, and we talk about different things. Like, and one of the things that we'll refer to is, you know, household repairs, because everybody can pretty much identify with that. And then, you know, it just gets overwhelming for some people and they get nervous and, you know, I don't know what to do about this. And then, you know, am I going to get ripped off? You know, I don't have anything. I got a plumbing leak. What are they going to do? But putting it off doesn't, you know, it only makes it worse.
But part of the reason why, Doug, people put it off is when you're not organize, it's tough to take that step.
Yeah,
because they're already kind of scrambled mentally, for lack of better words, right? They're kind of, it's like kind of confusing. I don't know what I have. Do I have it all? What is it? So to say, well, I'm gonna go call Mike and Doug and get on this path, I think it's a challenge for a lot of people just because of the lack of organization. You know what I'm saying? Does that kind of make
sense? Yes, and the other thing is that it's just human nature. They, you know, for people to be nervous about coming in and sitting down and saying to somebody, I'll call it, for lack of a better word, admitting to somebody that they don't understand, you know, what's going on here. And especially when it comes to money, Mike, a lot of people are funny about that. And we know that. I mean, we've been in the business, you know, since the early 1990s. We've certainly met our fair share of people over the years. And I do know that thinking about money and people being hesitant to move forward, a lot of it has to do with what I'm going to call a undeserved self feeling that you should understand that, because we were not taught about money in school.
Doug, you know, one thing I am going to say, though, for all the various reasons that people come and have an initial appointment with us and sit down, the getting organized is probably the most relieving for the client that comes through the door. I mean, we have people come and say, hey, Mike, I'm getting ready to retire. Can you look at these numbers? Help me now. I got to create retirement income. Here's what I have. Here's my components. I need to start working with you guys. And of course, you're thrilled when you hear you can retire. But I'm telling you, Doug, for whatever the issues are with getting financially organized, mentally, is when they come in and it's all okay, we have our arms around it, you could just sense a feel good moment when the folks are saying, okay, what's next? What are you going to do next for me, type of thing?
Sure. You know, it really is. You know, there's something to that. And you know what's pretty rewarding too is that a lot of times, Mike, we get people financially organized, and once we get them organized, then they'll share their financial information with their children. Sometimes they don't do that beforehand because, well, they can't because they really don't understand what they have, so they can't. And that's one of the other things that we like to emphasize to people is that when you have adult children, mature adult children, at some point in time, we want to start to share information with them, right?
Sure. It's part of the organization, right, of what's next or what should they expect or what has to happen. It's a prudent step to take.
Yeah, and it also, you know, being coming to working with us and allowing us to help you be organized is also kind of a good idea for estate planning purposes, Mike, because none of us has a lease on life, right? Nobody's birth certificate's got an expiration date on it. But we know this, is that the clients who work with us that we have financially organized, the settling of the estate is typically a lot easier than settling the estate of somebody who's not financially organized and it hasn't been working with us because there's stuff all over the place. You know, there's been times when somebody's died and you thought that the estate was all taken care of, and all of a sudden you look at the tax return and you say, wait a second, there's some dividends on this tax return from, you know, XYZ company, and nobody's spoken about that. So obviously there's some shares out there somewhere for XYZ company because there's a dividend that's on the tax return for it. Like, oh my goodness, I never knew. And I go, well, I understand that you didn't know because you wouldn't know to look at it.
And Doug, not just that, you're bringing up the paperwork end of the estate planning, right? I mean, where are things and making, doing all these things. But then there's a whole different world of, okay, once we have that, what happens with these investments? How do we move forward once they're dispersed? I mean, you know, because you and I have said 1,000 times on a show, what may be a great investment for your 88 and 87-year-old parents may not be a great investment for a 50-year-old.
Correct.
Son, right?
So, yeah.
So that's even a two-step approach.
It really is. You know, it all comes down to, Mike, having a playbook in place. And one of the things that I'm proud of for our firm is we've done a lot of hard work behind the scenes and the years of experience to make this process simple. Right, I really think that we've simplified the process for people and made it an easy thing to do, not a difficult, overwhelming thing to do. Because if it becomes difficult and overwhelming, they're just going to stay not organized.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, folks, we want to throw this out to you guys. If you'd like to come on in and have a sit down with us and start to get you organized in all different ways, which will include, you know, filing as well, but to get you financially organized, and then for us to give you a little bit of advice in the meeting, you come and you invest an hour with us, and you walk out of there with something, you know, tangible in your, you know, with some actual recommendations and organization and stuff, I think that you're in a much better spot.
No doubt about it, Doug.
So, folks, pick up the phone and give a call. It's 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. We have offices in Parsippany, Martinsville, Clark, New Jersey, Manasquan, and Toms River. If you can hear us, we've got an office in close proximity to you. As well as we're old school, we'll do a house call, and we're modern day, we'll do a virtual appointment if you like. But it's really hard to get somebody organized on a virtual appointment.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So, you know, just putting it out there. So, feel free to pick the phone up and give us a call. We would love to meet with you and help you out. 855-262-3722. Once again, that's 855-262-3722. Michael, anything else you want to add here?
No, I think that was really a good piece there that we just discussed.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I'm looking forward to people calling in and taking advantage of the opportunity. It's always a great time when people call in and say, hey, you know, I want to do this with you guys. And we sit down and we help them out.
Sure.
All right. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to Your Financial Future with Doug Chapman and Mike Bonaccorso.
What we try to do is educate people about money, motivate them to do planning, and make it as easy as possible to implement.
As creative thought leaders in the financial industry, Doug and Mike design strategies for people to help them live comfortable financial lives.
For the most part, every client is different. But one common similarity is that people want simple ways to accomplish their goals and someone to show them how to do it. That's exactly what we do.
In addition to hosting this radio show, Doug and Mike personally help people with their money and create simple strategies for them to help reduce taxes, maximize Social Security, make smart money decisions, and have income for retirement. They can always be reached at 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Always feel free to give them a call at 855-262-3722. You deserve to have the help.
Hey, Pete, what's going on? You look worried.
I'm not worried. I'm just confused. I don't know what to do about my business when I'm not here anymore. As you know, my son Mark is running the place now.
Yeah, I know. He's doing a great job. So what's the problem?
Well, my daughter is doing a terrific job, too, raising her children. A much harder job. But she doesn't do anything with the business, so Mark really deserves to get the business. But if I do that when I die, they won't receive an equal inheritance.
Oh, I get it now. Yeah, that is an issue. But, you know, I hear that Doug and Mike over at Wealth Management Group help business owners with such issues. I understand that they have a team of people who understand the issues that people who own their own businesses face, just like this one. In fact, I'm pretty sure I heard them speak about this exact issue on the radio. Let me give you their number, 732-340-1410. Write it down, 732-340-1410.
Okay, I got it, 732-340-1410. I'm going to call them right now. Thanks. 732-340-1410.
Thank you for calling Wealth Management Group. How may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to set up an appointment.
Wealth Management Group is designed to help you with any financial issue you face. With offices in many locations and their house call option, it makes them very easy to work with. Call now, 732-340-1410. That's 732-340-1410. Once again, 732-340-1410. Call now.
All right, folks, welcome back, and glad that you're investing some of your time here as we head into the home stretch of the show before Christmas and Hanukkah starts this week. And, you know, Mike, I really do hope that the people who are listening to the show take a minute to pick the phone up and give a call and schedule an appointment for the beginning of January, first couple of weeks of January. There's tremendous opportunity out there, and there's a lot of listeners out there, a lot of people out there, Mike, who, you know, I know I'm pounding this and reiterating it, but do have more money than they ever thought that they would have right now. And we're offering you, you know, a place to turn to and an opportunity to sit down and talk to us to be smart about it. I mean, think about it. If somebody came up to you, if your child, if you have children, and they came up to you and they said, hey, you know, out of nowhere, I got $1 million, and you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put it as an account. I really don't know what I'm doing with it, but and just hope for the best. You'd probably tell them, don't do that. Yeah. Well, the same thing holds true to you right now. You know, you're listening to the show. Maybe you're out shopping, or maybe you're baking, or you're getting ready for the holidays, or maybe you're not. Maybe you're just hanging out and you're chilling, right? That's fine, too. But do it for yourself. Pick the phone up and give a call. I mean, our number is 855-262-3722. That number again is 855-262-3722. Give yourself, you know, the opportunity to sit down with us.
Yeah, you know, Doug, I just want to say too, I know you keep saying it, folks, pick up the phone, give us a call, get in early January. There's just something about this time of year, right? A finality to the year, and you're reflective, and hopefully everybody's going to have a great holiday and enjoy family and get a chance to reflect. And it's almost too, Doug, like a renewed spirit, right? The resolutions are coming, and it kind of closes out, hopefully, a very happy chapter of, you know, 2024 is a very happy chapter.
Yep.
For folks, you know? And it's like, let's hit the ground running. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's going to be that optimism and get out there and feel fresh and feel renewed. And you know, it's just that time of year. And when we tie it back into the financial markets, like, you know, coming off the heels of a couple good years in the markets, and hopefully people are doing well financially, you know, as we always say, think, get educated, you know, take action. These are the things we're trying to bring to light here during you know, the holiday season.
Yeah, and we want you to be ambitious and excited about, you know, what's going on and the opportunities that you have, and, you know, and knowing that you've got a strategy in place, or you've got a plan in place. And I know we talk about retirement a lot, and it's not just about retirement. It's anything that has to do with your money. You know, just put yourself in a position where you can be excited about it and enthusiastic and say, hey, this is pretty exciting right now. And yeah, I do have more money than I ever thought I would have. And I am doing the right things with those funds, or at least I'm trying to do the right things with those funds. And I want to have a plan in place, and I want to have a strategy in place. And I want to make sure that my money's being, you know, handled properly and invested like an institution or whatever it is, so that you are with a higher level of confidence, for lack of a better word, going into the next year and the future of your entire life.
Yeah, you know, Doug, and the other thing too, Doug, is that I think all too often people are, they sell themselves short. It's not me. I can't. You can. You know what I'm saying when it comes to your finances. And you can have a nice setup and been doing things prudent and taking the proper steps and doing the old one step at a time and picking up progress. And I don't want to see anybody disqualify themselves, you know, because I think that's a major problem. It gets into their heads and, I hear what they're saying, but that's not me. You know what I'm saying? The person out there with $500-$600, that's not a lot of money and they're not talking to me. You can.
Well, you know, Mike, the explanation that I give everybody when they come in, and let's just say somebody's got, you know, $300,000 and they're like, I don't have that much money. I said, well, let me tell you this much. If I walk outside into that parking lot when we're done with this meeting and I find $300,000, I am going to be the happiest guy on the planet. Right. If I conversely had $300,000 in a bag and I went outside and lost it, I am going to be the most upset person. So please don't tell me that $300,000, for example, isn't a lot of money. It's a ton of money. I'll get excited if I find a 20 blowing around.
Yeah, no, 100%, Doug. So, you know, folks, again, get enthused, feel the spirit, whatever I'm trying to say, you kind of get what we're saying today.
Yeah, you know, pick up that phone, give us a call, 855-262-3722 is the number. That's 855-262-3722. Go check out our website, wealthmanagegroup.com. You can also reach us through there, wealthmanagegroup.com. You'll get to see there's, you know, plenty of resources up there, and you know, you find out about our firm and ourselves and just a lot of stuff there that you should go and check it out.
Absolutely.
Anything else you want to add,
no,
Mike?
Just Doug, Merry Christmas to everybody, right? And Happy Hanukkah and, you know, Happy holiday season.
Yeah. Hope everybody enjoys. I hope you have a healthy and happy one. And we will be back again next week to wrap up the year. And to get, to get excited and get things rocking and rolling. So Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. We will be back next week. Until then, be fiscally smart. Bye-bye, everybody.
Have you been listening to Doug and Mike for some time now and have been contemplating scheduling an appointment with them? Does what they talk about make sense to you and you believe some of it applies to you? Do you think it's time to either start paying attention to your money or get a second opinion on what you're already doing? Well, great news for you. Doug and Mike offer complimentary consultations with no cost or obligation to the listeners of Your Financial Future. That's right, a no cost or obligation consultation with the hosts of Your Financial Future to discuss what is important to you in a private and confidential meeting. It couldn't be any easier. Just pick up the phone right now and call 855-262-3722. Leave your name and phone number, and either Doug or Mike will personally call you to set up a time to get together. The number again is 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Doug and Mike will explain things in an easy-to-understand fashion and work with you to help you accomplish your goals. Whether you want to plan for income at retirement, learn investing strategies, save for college, plan for a special needs child, or anything else related to your money, they are ready to help. These guys have experience and wisdom to help. Take advantage of this generous offer to get together and have a complimentary consultation with no obligation. You have to take the first step and simply make the call. So call now to 855-262-3722. That's 855-262-3722. Don't put it off any longer. Call 855-262-3722.
The preceding program was paid for by Wealth Management Group, LLC. The views and opinions expressed on your financial future are not necessarily those of the staff and management of this station. Management has not investigated the claims made in financial services commercials that may air during this program. As always, it is advisable to consult a professional before making a major financial decision. Michael Bonaccorso and Douglas Chapman are registered representatives offering securities through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. LPL Financial is under separate ownership from any other named entity. 1199 Raritan Road, Clark, New Jersey, 07066. For a comprehensive review of your personal tax or legal situation, always consult with a tax or legal advisor. Neither LPL Financial nor any of its representatives may give legal or tax advice. Join us again next week at the same time for your financial future.